Welcome to your five for the day. The year was 1924. The Olympics were being held in Paris. The award-winning film Chariots of Fire portrays the fascinating story of two of the runners, Harold Abrahams, a Jewish student, and Eric Liddell, a Scot. Abrahams was running for his people, Liddell for his religious convictions. Both gave it everything they had. Both won. However, they weren't winners because they won. They won because they were winners. All people are either winners, losers, or a mixture of both. But everybody can be a winner if he or she really wants to be. The first principle to appreciate is that winning is a goal. One thing is certain, winners always have a specific goal for which they are striving. To them, winning is the ability to embrace a worthwhile goal and then employ all of their powers for the achievement of that goal. Secondly, winning is a philosophy. And your philosophy, simply put, is your system of beliefs. Among other things, you need to believe in yourself as well as your cause. If you believe in yourself that you can win, you can. If you don't, you can't. You also need to believe in your cause. If you don't, nobody else will either. Several years ago, Marjorie Jackson, an Australian Olympic runner, was devastated by the fact that her husband had leukemia. She said, "His suffering was terrible, and I lost faith in God." After his death, however, she not only found new faith, but also new purpose in life. Describing her experience, she said, "Pete died, and I sat at his bedside holding him. Then a miracle happened, for a great peace enfolded me. I felt the presence of God all around me. I was so calm, I knew that Pete was out of his pain, and that he was with God, whom he loved and trusted. I felt that God had allowed me to share this suffering for a purpose. Then I asked him to show me what I could do." She began the Peter Nelson Leukemia Research Foundation, which is dedicated to raising funds to help find a cure for leukemia. Thirdly, winning is an attitude. Your attitude being how you feel about what you believe in. In other words, being real is winning. When people are real, that is, honest with themselves, and see their true potential as well as their weaknesses, they can be freed to achieve their goals for the right purpose. Instead of being driven by false motives and unconscious needs, they can take control of their lives and destinies. Winners know and resolve their past. They live in the present. They plan for the future. And regardless of failures, they always get up, start again, and never give up. Finally, winning is a way of life, a way of life that calls for action. It is what you do about achieving your goals. When Abrahams once lost a race to Liddell, he was so discouraged he wanted to quit. He blurted out to his lady friend, "I run to win. If I don't win, I don't run." "And if you don't run, you won't win," his friend angrily replied. He ran again and won. And if you want to be a real winner, make sure your goals are in harmony with God's will for your life. He wants you to reach your total potential and become a true winner. Winning is like God said to Joshua hundreds of years ago, "I have given you the promised land. It's yours for the taking, but you must rise, go and possess it for yourself." That's what God says to each of us today. "I have a plan for your life. I have a potential for you to reach. I will give you good success too, if you will follow me. I have the gift of forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life for you. All of these are yours for the taking, but you need to respond to my call. Arise and claim them for yourself." Your beginning step is to tell God you want to be a winner on his team. You want to discover his purpose and goal for your life. respond to his call to follow him. Commit your life to him and trust him to lead you every day in each step you take. As Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths."